Tuesday mornings, we get a KCWM market report with Seth Crane. Here's the way it sounded this morning.
All right, let's head over here to the telephone. Seth Crane's on the line with us this morning. We'll talk about yesterday's sale out at the Hondo auction. Good morning, Seth. You doing all right?
Oh, I'm doing good this morning. You and me talking about maybe some rain coming.
You saying you better get your hog traps off the creek. It might be a good idea this morning.
Amongst some other things. Maybe cows and everything else.
Yeah, move everything
high. I hate to jinx it, though.
Yeah, but it might be a good idea to move to higher ground. Looks like it's on the way anyway, man. I guess that was the talk of the sale yesterday, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you what, you know, a little rain in the forecast, and that's sure what's on people's minds, you know.
Oh, man, it'll be great. Let's talk about that sale. How'd that go?
It went good, you know, 425 head of cattle, man, just a good run. We thought, you know, for opening weekend of hunting season and everything, slaughter cows, 98 cents up to $1.20. Slaughter bulls, 110 up to $1.31. Pack of markets, still good, you know. I mean, you know, the cows bringing lots of money. On the cow-calf pairs, had a few of those pairs there yesterday, 1660 up to $2,000. Didn't have a real good pair, but where the money's at, you know, they're sure bringing a big price. Had quite a few bred cows, bring 1400 up to 2200. Some of those, bunch of those cows, solid mouth, you know, middle bred, stuff like that, you know, and quite a few of them with solid mouths and bred up, you know, they bring over $2,000. So we got a lot really good on those bred cows. On the feeder and stocker cattle here, 2 to 3 weight steers, 245 to 347. 2 to 3 weight heifers, 240 to $3. 3 to 4 weight steers, 230 to 345. 3 to 4 weight heifers, 220 to 266. 4 to 5 weight steers, 215 to $3. 4 to 5 weight heifers, 215 to 260. 5 to 6 weight steers, 206 to 272. 5 to 6 weight heifers, 205 to 247. On the 6 to 7 weight steers, 215 to 235. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.95 to 217. 7 to 8 weight steers, $2 up to 219. And our 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.75 to 203. Man, really good market, and, you know, just this calf market, it continues to stay good. And I tell you what, especially on that big end of the cattle, those bull yearlings and those big heifers and stuff, I mean, they're just really dollaring out lots of money for as big as they are and everything. You know, it's great.
Well, I was going to say, it sounded like listening right across the board, sounded like a pretty good market all the way.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, it sure is nice, you know. Every week it's been that way, and hopefully it'll stay that way for everybody, you know. But here lately we've been able to depend on it, and the market's been good, so it's a good thing.
That $3 heifer, man, that's just kind of hard to comprehend, isn't it?
Oh, man. That's real hard.
We get all this rain they're talking about, Seth, and, man, it's liable to really take off next week.
It might. Get all this rain they're talking about, you know, it might be hard to see some cattle.
Sure going to be less of them.
You know, sure keep them in the pastures a little bit, I think, you know, but it's got to grow some grass, too. You know,
it sure
is dry in areas. You know, you get from Divine to Hondo and a lot of areas around, you know, it looks pretty bad right now.
Well, if we catch this rain now, we're looking ahead to that extended forecast. We don't have any freeze or frost in the forecast anywhere down the line, so we'll get that rain. It'll sure take that grass will take off.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Sounds great. What about the goat market yesterday?
Oh, it was good. You know, didn't have that many goats, but the ones we had, you know, we had some fat ewes and stuff, you know, and they brought a lot of money, you know. Some of those fatter ewes, the real fat ones, brought up to $150.
Wow.
And, you know, pretty good deal. Pretty good deal on the old goat market.
Well, we look down the calendar here a few weeks away. We've got a special coming up in December.
Yep, December the 8th. That'll be that next special and the last one for the year. You know, if anybody got any cattle to sell right there for the end of the year, that's a good sale to do it at. You know, special stocker feeder sales, they've been really good. You know, and cattle sure bring a lot of money at them.
Well, all right. Sounds like a good run yesterday. Maybe, you know, depending on the rain, of course, might be seeing a little smaller run next week. But if it's because of the rain, that's not a bad reason, is it?
Well, I hope we're talking about mud here this next week, Mike.
Well, I hope so. We got to get some phone numbers and stuff, Seth.
Get us there at the office at me or Dad, 830-741-8061. Get Howard up there at Tarpley, 830-460-1607, and look us up there at hondolivestock.com.
All right, sounds good, Seth, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next Monday morning.
All right, sounds good.
Or next Tuesday morning we'll visit, right?
That's it.
All right, thanks, Seth. Have a good day, man.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Seth Crane over at the Hondo Auction. We'll visit with Butter on Monday, Seth on Tuesday, Butter on Friday. And, you know, it gets kind of hard sometimes to keep track of who we're going to be talking to when.
Looking to buy or sell some cattle, sheep, or goats at a convenient location with top quality service? Butter Crane at the Hondo Auction can take care of all your needs. Butter Crane's Union Commission companies open every day at the Hondo Auction on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin at 11 o'clock every Monday morning. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061 for the Union Commission Company. Hondo Auction on the air.